Well, what did Wellington do after the war ended? Well, he expected the next one to start. but in the short term, he actually was retained in France, in Paris, where he was put in charge of an army of occupation, and that went on until 1818. He then returned back to England, pretty much immediately, actually entered the government, Tory government, the Ordnance. Over the course of the next decade, he was perceived increasingly as a leading figure in the Tory party. And then when the Tory party split following the death of Lord Liverpool, stroke, and then the death of Lord Liverpool in 1827, he actually finds himself prime minister in 1828. And it's about a 2 year government, not remembered very fondly. It falls in 1830. Wellington famously declared against reform of any sort, but particularly of the parliamentary system. By 1832, the year of the Great Reform Bill, he was widely agreed to be the most unpopular man in the country, having been the greatest hero back in 1815. He survives that, and he's got actually another 20 years to live, and he ends up being leader of the Tory party in the House of Lords from 1832, effectively down to his death in 1852. And he'd become commander in chief of the army in 1842, so he very much died in harness.